Credit unions have changed dramatically over the decades, and they're no longer seen as somewhere to simply save or borrow small amounts of money. They are competing with the major banks in areas like mortgages, business lending, digital banking increasingly as well. Paul Shaw is the chief executive of Tullamore Credit Union, and he recently appeared before the Oireachtas Finance Committee to outline his future vision for the sector and to discuss a new national five-year strategy. And I should point out as well, you wear a hat representing an umbrella of different credit unions. Good morning.
Good morning, Will. How are you? Yeah, I'm chair of the management committee of CUDA, as well as it's an unpaid job, shall I add, and it's one of the rep bodies for credit unions in Ireland. So we represent about 30% of the credit unions in Ireland. So I have to wear two hats carefully, but they intersect perfectly, of course, yeah.
So you're going into this Oireachtas committee, trying to influence politicians, preparing for questions. What outcome did you want? What was your vision that you wanted to articulate?
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's important to point out that credit unions aren't with the begging bowl at this stage. We're coming there from a position of complete strength. I think the sector has never been stronger in the past than it is now in terms of the capital that it has, the financial strength that it has, the number of products that it now offers, and the people that it has, and the skills and ability that it has built up over the years. We really have never been in a better position than we are now to serve communities. So it's a good way to go to the politicians, that we can offer them something rather than the other way around.
But so, just on scale, because if politicians have misconceptions, members of the public might have misconceptions. Yeah. How big are you?
Well, we have a deposit base of about 25 billion. So it's substantial. Now, we are small where, in some of the places where we want to play, we are very small. Our combined mortgage books across the credit union sector is only 1 billion. Now, I know 1 billion is a lot of money, but when you divide it up into more average mortgages of 250,000, 300,000, it's not a lot. So it's a very small percentage of the mortgage market, and it's something we're looking to build. And you have the 25 billion savings base, which gives you an enormous funding base. And then 1 billion of that is out in mortgages. You can see the potential for growth there straight away.
And what's motivating that? Because some would say the bigger you get, the riskier it becomes.
Yeah, I think we will have to grow carefully. What's motivating it is that we have been encouraged by the government to do it. We have spent a few years building the scale and capability to do it. And now we know we can do it safely. So we're well aware of the risks that are involved in lending. But it's like a lot of credit unions now have a big chunk of capital sitting on their balance sheet. And it's great. It's a great wealth fund, rainy day fund for the community. But it's also money that could be out there working to develop. And we have a housing crisis. Not everybody has access to finance the same way other people have. There is still financial exclusion going on. And we are there to provide mainstream mortgages. We also provide mortgages for people maybe that have a bit of a story to tell. We don't have the computer says no mentality when people come in. The example would be the mainstream banks. If there's any kind of a blotch on your credit history, they'll just say no and move on to the next person. Whereas we might say no, but we're willing to listen to the story and understand it a little bit better. So we have that niche in the market, and that's something we intend to build on.
And of course, community owned as well. So the gain ultimately ripples around rather than going into private
Absolutely.
Pockets.
Absolutely. And an example of how that works is, like, we have, as I said, we're in a position of great strength, and the whole sector has benefited from the fact that we've now moved from zero interest rates, that prevailed for about 11 years, and into negative interest rates. So the money that we held that we hadn't lent out was potentially costing us. Now it's earning us a little bit. And it's in a sweet spot at the moment. Like, it's still low interest rates, but at least there's something being earned on surplus funds. And that makes credit unions quite profitable, but we're not there to make profit. So an example of what we did in 2026 is we've expanded our community support fund. So that was 50,000 per year 4 years ago. It's now 300,000 per year. So we've invested 300,000 in local community groups, sports clubs, various community associations around our common bond area. And like, that's all going to be spent with local suppliers or employing local labour, and we expect a massive ripple effect on that. And that's going to be repeated next year. So I don't know what the amount will be next year. It will be similar. Hopefully it'll be more. And this all comes from us doing profitable things that benefit people, helping people get on the housing ladder, and at the same time recycling that surplus money into the community.
So what three priorities would help you grow?
Well, this is back with the CUDA hat on and talking about the sector. So this is not specifically for Tullamore. So the three asks we went to the Oireachtas committee with last week were, first of all, to help us, like we feel we're very financially stable now, but if we grow our long-term lending, our mortgage book, from the 1 billion it is to 10 billion or whatever we want it to go, we are going to need access to financial markets that will give us the financial security to help us do that. And we have there's a means in legislation called the Corporate Credit Union, which allows credit unions to share resources, act as a treasury function for each other, and that would give us the scale to enter financial markets and buy risk management products like caps and repos, they're called, which would allow us to protect, and as you mentioned earlier, how to do it safely. This is a big tool for us to build long-term lending safely. It just gives us that access to the financial market. So regulation is needed for that. It's needed in a hurry. It's a little bit slow at the moment. We'd like to see it sped up. Second thing is for digital transformation. We did a survey of our members. We just got the results in the last couple of weeks, and we have a net promoter score of 72%, which is unbelievable, and we're very grateful for
that.
On
a scale up to 100, obviously.
Up to 100, yeah. Anything above 50 is seen as excellent, so we're really delighted with that. But the one area that our members need more from us is on digital. We are very good at the face-to-face stuff. We have a fantastic offices in Kilcormac and Tullamore, and people love coming in. But where people feel we could do more is on digital, and we feel that ourselves. We see that, so that's a need. So,
what sort of services do you feel are lacking digitally?
I just think we are providing the same services digitally. We have a banking app, or I shouldn't call it a banking app because we don't do banking, but we have
a financial app.
Yeah, a financial app, and we have a website. But I think we just need a bit more investment, and I think it's scale because each credit union is doing this individually. I think we need to collaborate a bit better to improve those digital services. And I think that's where legislation, regulation comes in to free us up and just give us a little bit of more freedom to collaborate more with other credit unions and build a bit of scale in that.
Because I imagine the development costs for an app that is secure, given all of the cyber risk in 2026, the development cost must be huge. So if you could pool resources.
Well, yeah, we do have an IT provider that provides it to a number of credit unions. But it's the pieces that go around it, and the website, and the customer relationship management system, and all that stuff that goes with it. Each credit union has to invest in all that other stuff individually. So it's a big expense, and we have to be so careful with our operation resilience and cyber security. Like they're sort of hygiene factors that you have to do before you can do any of the nice stuff, you know.
And the third?
The third is a little bit niche maybe, but it's on the financial literacy side, and I think the government has a financial literacy strategy, and I was at the launch of it last week, and Simon Harris was there. But I think they need to recognise the special role that credit unions have in communities. We have an office in every town and village in Ireland, and who better to deliver on financial literacy and financial education to people than the credit unions? So we're asking the government to partner.
Just expand that term, because when people hear financial literacy, it could mean anything.
Yeah.
Does it mean investing, for instance?
It means a lot of things. So it gets into the fraud area. One area that we see a huge growth in, as an example of financial literacy, is buy now, pay later platforms. So there's, Klarna? Yeah. Mm. So people think Klarna is just a method of payment. I'll pay you by Klarna. But it's actually a loan. And it shows up on your credit history. And That piece that this, and it costs, it's extremely expensive as well if it's not paid off on time. So it's not just, you pay with your credit union debit card, that's a payment method. Klarna is not. Klarna is a credit facility. So it's to help people understand the pitfalls. And maybe Klarna works for some people, and I'm not completely knocking it, but I think you'd be much better off coming and get an appliance loan from your local credit union than going through that method. It's just the hidden costs are huge. So it's helping people to understand the basic financial products that they need to live their lives. So understanding mortgages, understanding the difference, for example, between in the interest paid in a 30-year term and a 20-year term, colossal. Now, it may feel a lot easier, but you save yourself a fortune by paying it off in a shorter term. So it's to explain how money works over time. And investment fraud is a big issue. We've seen a lot of, not a lot of our members, but a few of our members have been caught where they've been contacted by people offering returns that are too good to be true on investments.
And with AI now, celebrities are being mimicked, and absolutely, it's very hard to know
what's
real and what's not.
Oftentimes these investments pay out a little bit early and say, see, we've paid you, we've proved we can do it.
Reel you in.
But in the long term, they reel you in and they get you. So we've had a few tragic cases like that, really bad stuff, and a lot of money gone missing. So financial literacy covers all that area. And we see it, we deal with it day to day. We have cleaned up a few messes after Klarna has got on top of people. We're happy to do it. There's no shame in coming in. We're delighted to help people. But we'd like to be more proactive rather than dealing with the consequences of bad financial decisions, help people avoid making them in the first place.
Okay, so that was the third point you made to the politicians present. And of course, Oireachtas committees, they're cross-party. So I imagine a range of views were expressed. What sort of reception did you receive?
Well, I think there's huge positive sentiment towards credit union sector, and I think anyone who is negative towards the credit union sector wouldn't be very politically wise of them. And most of the deputies up there seem to get it, and they are quite supportive. And to be fair, the most recent legislation that we got from the Dáil in 2023 was excellent, and it was just about exactly what we asked for, and that was under Minister Carol McNeill. And couple of comments a little bit disappointing last week. There was a comment that kind of a patronising pat on the back to say, well, you're a friendly bank, but you're still just a bank. And we had to challenge that fairly strongly.
What aspect do you take issue with? Because you try to present yourself as friendly, at least.
Yeah, it's not just about being friendly. I think it's what I talked about earlier, is with the recycle the surplus funds into the community. I mean, I was on a strategy committee meeting of Tullamore Credit Union with board members last night. And the conversation never once touched interest rates or profit. It was about, we are profitable now, what are we doing with the surplus? And it was about planning how we can leverage those surplus funds to best benefit the community. And that's not made up. That was a full 45-minute discussion last night on those topics.
You mentioned regulation then as one of your asks, and the central bank is independent of government, so is there much TDs can do to accelerate that?
Yeah, well, there is a clear separation there, but political power and soft political power definitely works. And even we're talking to an Oireachtas committee when we go to these events, but who is our real audience? Like, you know, the regulators are going to read the transcripts when we're there, and I'd like to think we're talking to them as well when we're doing it. And I mean, yeah, there's a clear separation between what influence TDs can bring to the central bank. Central bank is an independent regulator. And I'm not complaining about it. I think they're doing a great job. But we have to constantly push. I mean, we won't be led by the regulators. We have to push the regulators a little bit too, you know.
Final question then. So 5 years' time, and let's speak just for Tullamore, but if the strategy came to fruition, what is the potential?
Well, it's kind of out there in the future, but I think the potential is for us to be considered a mainstream mortgage lender. We will continue to do it our way, but that we would be as likely to be chosen as a mortgage provider as any other provider. So we really want to establish ourselves like that. I mean, we've been doing mortgages in Tullamore since 2019. We're not new to this. We know how it's done. We deliver fast. We can do self builds. We can now do 35-year terms, which is something we hadn't done up to now, and we have competitive rates. So we would like to be up there and leading locally, because we are, as far as I'm aware, we are the largest holder of retail deposits in the area. So we're a market leader in that sense. Why can't we be a market leader in the other ways as well, on the other side of the balance sheet as well? At the moment, we have less than 30% of our funds that we hold, we've less than 30% out on loan. If we're successful in this, I'd like that to be touching 50 or 60%, because the money is sitting there. It's nice to have. It's great. It's a little buffer for the community if things go bad, but it should be out there working for people a little bit better.
Paul Shaw, Chief Executive of Tullamore Credit Union, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Will.